V imě Otca i Syna i Světoho Ducha. Amen. Христос рождається. Christ is born. Другий день свят завжди є багато менше людей, правда? Але ті з нас, які хочемо молитися, маємо нагоду поклонитися особливо сьогодні Пресвятій Богородиці, Матері Божій. Today we celebrate the Synaxis of the Mother of God. In all the great feasts, we always have the next day dedicated to the most influential characters from the story of the last day's feast. And that's what these Synaxes are all about. So today we have the Synaxis of the Mother of God, whom we celebrate today for her enormous role in our salvation. In the letter to the Hebrews that we just heard from, St. Paul says that our Lord became one of us. He took on our flesh and blood in order to free us from the slavery in which we had lived because of the fear of death. And those are incredibly important words. When you look at the world and try to figure out why is there so much evil, so much injustice? And I'm not talking about just the enormous scale injustice. The little things. You know, the kid that doesn't get picked for the baseball team and is left there. The husband who does not give the necessary respect to his wife. The boss who mistreats his workers. All the evil, all the hurt, all the injustice in the world on a small scale and on an industrial scale, it can all be traced to just a couple of things. And those couple of things really boil down to what St. Paul mentioned, the fear of death. Why does Herod go on a rampage to massacre all the boys 2 years and under in Bethlehem and the environs? Because he is afraid of this new king of the Jews that these unlikely astrologers from the East have discovered. He is afraid and he lashes out. And most of the evil that you and I do, we do out of fear. We are afraid to be left out. We are afraid to not be counted. We are afraid that people will laugh at us. We are afraid that people will think that we are not intelligent, not talented, not worthy in the end. We are afraid that we will be judged on how impressive we are. And truly in the world, that is often true. But the fact is that in God's eyes, those things are not important. We will never be left out as long as we want, with just a sliver of desire, as long as we want to belong to Him, we shall. Equally with the great saints, we will not be passed over. We will not be overlooked. We will not be left out. We will not be found lacking in intelligence or talent or quickness or strength. The Lord has come in order to free us of that fear, because it all boils down to the fear of death. But Jesus came in order to die. That's why in the icon of the Nativity, He looks like a little mummy. And the manger in which He has been laid looks like a little sarcophagus, a little stone coffin. And the cave in which He is born reminds us of the cave in which He will be buried. You and I die by accident. He died intentionally. He gave His life for the world. And because He did, we can rest assured that all those things that we are perpetually afraid of, I think I might have miscalculated the taxes, or worse, I think I might have miscalculated how much we need to retire. I think everything is going to fall apart. All those fears are put to naught, because if He cared enough to take on flesh and blood, to take on other bodily realities, if He cared enough to take on sweat and phlegm and body odor and an aching back and sore feet, He who is limitless and beyond all comprehension, if He took on all that, if He went up voluntarily onto the cross, will He let you flounder? Will He let you be lost, forgotten, passed over, mixed up? He is born for you, in order to save you from the fear of death, which is the fear of the abyss of our emotions, the abyss of our distress. And today we glorify the One who faced all human fears and surpassed them, the Mother of God, a young girl, not yet married, just betrothed, pregnant, with a baby that she and the Holy Spirit know is from God. But even her husband has doubts. And yet she bravely continues on the path. And then when she faces the reality that the Messiah is going to be born of her, and there is no adequate place to do this. She stands up to fear and gives birth among animals in a cave that served as a shelter for these creatures who cannot speak and yet gave glory to the Lord. She faced the fears of certain persecution, and together with Joseph, who had quite the active dream life. So when I think of this, I think, well, so whenever Jesus woke up in the middle of the night, it must have been Mary who got up to him, because Joseph needed to sleep in order to get these very important dreams. But she, can you imagine, with a little baby, knows that she has to flee to Egypt. And then when they come back after Joseph is told in a dream that Herod is dead, they try to come back, but they can't. So they go to Nazareth, and that eventually fulfills the prophecy that he will be called the Nazarene, a word that is an ambiguous one, because it could mean a resident of Nazareth, but it could also mean one who lives in a very special and rather ascetic way in order to serve God. But all of that courage is nothing compared to what she's going to have to muster up when she watches Jesus proclaimed the King of the Jews, and by those same crowds, condemned to death, crucify him, and watches him give up his life for the life of the world, and watches him be buried. Today, we magnify the one who gave birth to him, the one who raised him to grow into the full stature of manhood, so that he could bring a mature humanity in offering to his Father. We magnify her for her courage. We magnify her for not giving in, as we so often do in big and little ways, to the fear of death, to the fear that cripples us and does not allow us to really be alive. So we celebrate her life and her life-giving, because she gave life to the life-giver, and in that completed a mystery that is beyond our comprehension, but one that would not have been possible without the immense courage of this young woman. Amen. В ім'я Отця і Сина і Святого Духа. Амінь. Христос рождається. Christ is born.